about there's money that Swiss banks have been paying to bad guys in the Middle East, ISIS now, that we've known about since 2012, and we have not any. It's about there. It's got media. Media that have all basically violated the Constitution. And what's important is, it's not about me. It's about there's money that Swiss banks have been paying to bad guys in the Middle East, ISIS now, that we've known about since 2012, and we have not shut it down. We haven't even investigated it. We haven't debriefed Bennett or Birkenfeld and said, what have you got? And how many kids are dead from 2012 that we're serving? How many kids have lost their arms, their legs? How many of your kids, perhaps, or your neighbor's kids? And if someone in here has lost a kid in 2012, 2013, I'm sorry to say that kid may be dead because the money that bought that ordinance was bought through these banks that these guys in Congress knew about in 2012 and have done nothing. So that's a treasonable offense in my book, and I can't wait until we have the opportunity to go up and accuse them of treason and do some of these colorful legal acrobatics that Kristen Hall articulates. Michael Hastings, I sent him all of my stuff, and I pointed out, here's what's going on, Hastings. McChrystal was part of my chain of command and special operations and PSYOP, and Hastings got all this material. I think it was within 2 months he was killed. Yeah. Yeah. So Hastings is connected to this, and I'm not a, you know, I certainly don't go into the conspiracy thing, but I know the facts, and I have the document trail to prove it, and it's very odd and crazy that some of these things have happened. Now, this is interesting, too. You can't make this up. UBS and HSBC are all known for terrorist financing. Well, they are represented by a law firm called Covington & Burling. Covington & Burling in Washington, D.C. Covington & Burling employed Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer before they went into government. They now employ them again because Lanny Brewer and Eric Holder have recently went back to Covington and Burling. So it's important because they prosecuted Birkenfeld, the Swiss banker who came to them and said, I've got all this terrorist financing information, money laundering information, Lanny Brewer and Eric Holder working with Hillary Clinton, because Brad showed me State Department cables. And I said, Brad, I was at the State Department when these cables were written. I was in the middle of it. So Lanny Brewer and Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton, in her power as Secretary of State, conspired to prosecute Birkenfeld, hide his information, and threw him in jail. Then Lanny Brewer and Eric Holder went back to Covington and Burling. So they're still representing Union Bank of Switzerland and HSBC. Talk about a conflict of interest. Another interesting thing was Roger Zackheim, the son of Dove Zackheim. Dove Zackheim, my boss at Booz Allen Hamilton. Dove Zackheim, the $2.3 trillion comptroller. His son, Roger Zackheim, was at the House Armed Services Committee as general counsel when my reports were going up to the Armed Services Committee, exposing his dad, exposing Swiss banks, exposing Booz Allen Hamilton, exposing this whole drama, hoping that someone was going to wear the Constitution and do their job. Instead, he sabotaged the reports. Nothing got up there. That's not been brought into a court of law yet, but it will be soon in Florida when I go back. And I'm bringing all of this to say, Your Honor, this is fraud on the court. There's major conspiracy that's involved. I want you to open the books on this whole thing. And it's being introduced as an ineffective assistance of counsel. That's your constitutional right when you have an attorney that does not represent you. You get a chance to go back into court and say, had you known, had this attorney done this properly, I would never have been charged. I would never have been convicted. So that's the instrument that I'm going to use to get back into the courtroom. But Roger Zackheim sabotaged the reports, and then he went to Covington and Burling to work also. So Covington and Burling represents Roger Zackheim, Lanny Brewer, Eric Holder, and Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of previous Homeland Security. who also made those nice little airport scanners that everybody has to go through. So you've got quite a colorful group of characters that are up there right now. So that's where things kind of stand right now, is all these cats have been herded back to Covington. Obama and McCain and all these politicians are abreast of it. Judge Napolitano on Fox News has recently started to come out and talk about the same stuff that I supplied him personally. I sent it to Napolitano two or three times when I was in prison, when I got out. I have not let this go, and I will not let this go until I am dead and then back up with my Father in heaven, because this is such a critically important battle that we need to expose and advance on, because every politician that's been touched by this, who's failed to have a hearing, who's failed to investigate this, is culpable for treason. Recently, we have, and I've done a lot of interviews on various radio shows and internet media, Caravan to Midnight, John Wells, Kathy Rubio, and others, and I've told the story. What one of the most useful things that I've done that everyone in this room can do, and that is you get Skype capability on your computer, and you call these members of Congress, and you say, "Member of Congress, I'm calling on behalf of, you know, myself. I know a report about an Army officer who exposed terrorist financing that's been killing our soldiers. What have you done about it?" And I've got a couple books up here. One is Shell Game, and that's the whole story, and it lists all the senators and all that and everybody I outreach to, and lists the whole story of Birkenfeld and myself. The other book is Exhibits, and that's a book about 2 inches thick of every letter that was ever sent to a member of Congress or the media. So you've got all sorts of people, senators and congressmen, who are included. The letters that went to them that said, "This is connected to Benghazi, this is connected to Swiss banks, this is connected to the Hillary Clinton Foundation," who's now run by Donna Shalala. So Donna Shalala, who heads up the Clinton Foundation, that's getting money from a lot of these Sunni Salafist country banks, Donna Shalala's nephew represented me. In an interesting story, this David Shalala, all this is starting to break. I mean, the whole thaw is like a river that's starting to pour through, because this guy, David Shalala, called the U.S. Probation Office like a month ago and tried to say that I had created websites pretending to be him, as if I had done identity theft or something. And the probation officer said, "I got this weird call from this guy." I said, "That's an absolute lie." They are all panicking because this is going back into a courtroom. But I say that to share with you the depth of the fear and the depravity and the lies that are behind these people in these areas of power. David Shalala, Donna Shalala, Hillary Clinton, Lanny Brewer, Eric Holder, Mukasey, who's the prior attorney general, and in the military. It saddens me to say that we've got military officers, and that was the biggest letdown of all, that I didn't have military officers jump in and say, Bennett belongs to us, you can't prosecute him. Bennett's found stuff that we need because it's killing our soldiers. No one in the military stood up and did anything. The last time I talked to Yusuf Kapok at Fort Bragg, Lieutenant Colonel Bauckham Folk, when I'm talking, saying, "Sir, I just got out of prison and I've got all this material. No one's done anything. Can you do something?" Clank. He hung up on me. So it's treasonable. And if you've had kids that have been hurt and killed, you know, this is how serious this is. It warrants a lot of reevaluation and contacting these people. But as I got out of prison, I started hitting the ground again and sending out letters and doing Skype calls and recording the calls. And I've uploaded everything onto the YouTube channel, so you can actually see the calls that I made. And the script is there that you can use to make your own inquiries. And the key is using this as an offensive operation, as something that you have a duty to articulate and challenge to your member of Congress, because you've been grieved, you've been injured, you have been wounded, you have been hit in the eye. What are you going to do about it? I hope you will stand up and say, "I will not be hit in the eye. You did this to this guy, and you did it to me. You did it to my kids. You did it to my future, and I'm not going to tolerate it." What have you got to say, Senator Feinstein? What have you got to say, Howard Buck McKeon? I don't care if you're out of Congress. I don't care if you're not a committee person. You were when this went out in September 25th, 2012. And how much blood has been spilt from September 25th, 2012 to now? That's the price that they need to pay with their own political skins. And I hope you will be strong enough to go and skin them for us. I'll end by simply saying this is something that I hope you will review and take up and see where you can apply it. It's meant to be a tool for you to use. This is an operation for us to really kind of take back our country and challenge the political forces and hopefully raise up new leaders. Everyone in this room, you know, you have an opportunity to go back to your churches, create a ministry group. With that ministry group, then go engage the other institutions in your community, be it police, be it political, be it Chamber of Commerce, be it your schools, and build the small teams. Alexis de Tocqueville said the beauty of America is the strength of our small organizations and communities. Use this as a rallying cry to build synergy and to demand accountability. And you can get all the material on the website and my
And in the meantime, there's the nauseating debate about who's going to run against who in 2016. Oh, yeah. Give me something else.
Thank you. Dig it, McRitch. Short, sharp, shock. They don't do it again. Dig it. I mean, he got off line because I couldn't get him in the French line. I did it once. So the difference in mind and love in it. I mean, good manners don't cost nothing, do they? Hey.
It's what the fighting's all about.